Okay, welcome everybody to episode, I believe, 19 of the Wednesday podcast. This is where we make a big deal about the small victories in our life. Positivity is such a powerful tool to create a healthier life physically, emotionally, most importantly, spiritually. That is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host talk about our wins, our positive things that are happening in our life every single week. And we are excited. You will also notice, if you actually follow this show, which we want to encourage you to do, if you're an Apple Podcast listener, you can press that little follow button at the top right, or whatever other platform. We try to get to all the other platforms. Please subscribe to this. Leave a review, a comment, whatever about this show. But if you have been following this show, we are recording this actually on Wednesday morning, and we'll talk about why after our wins segment. So we're going to start with Heather. What are some of your wins, Heather?
So my wins are, we had an awesome beach trip. What else? We did go visit.
Beach? Like, you got to explain just more than awesome beach trip.
We went to St. George Island, which is in Florida, and it's a very secluded, more of a family beach, not a whole lot of people, no traffic.
No big condominium type things
either. No giant things obstructing your view of the beach. So it's actually one that you can still cross the street and be right at the beach and like walk down the sidewalks or the bike walks and not just be like, wow, we're basically in the city.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's very chill. And you can actually go out on the beach at 9 a.m. and there's no one there. And people don't go to the beach till like noon.
Yeah. It was like already smoking hot outside. And we had already been there for
2 hours.
2 hours when people started showing up.
And then you can go back to the beach later in the day and have the beach all to yourself all over again.
Yeah.
It's like people go from noon till about 3 and then they leave.
A major win is having kids that are addicted to water. And so we just woke up and they're like, okay, we don't really even need to eat breakfast. Let's just go to the beach. And so we would try to make them or force feed them some breakfast, and they would already be putting their bathing suits on, and we would have pretty much everything still packed up from the day before to haul down to the beach. And we were at a beach house that wasn't on the beach or anything.
It was a block away.
So it was a nice, it was a good walk for us to go down the beach. And it wasn't, you know, it was fun. We got to push our wagon stroller, and the thing is pretty good in sand.
Yep.
So that was fun.
And I 10 out of 10 recommend always rent a beach house that has a pool. It's like a new thing popping up in Florida beaches, I noticed, because Mexico Beach, which is also in Florida, it got completely wiped out. What hurricane? Hurricane Michael or something?
Yeah.
A few years ago. So it's slowly rebuilding, and all the houses there are also adding.
Well, I think your dad said it's pools. Pretty much all rebuilt, and it's all brand new fancy houses.
Mm-hmm, they are, because when I was looking for figuring out which beach we wanted to go to, and I grew up going to Mexico Beach, so that's just what I was used to. But now it's completely different, and it's still not hugely built up, but they are adding pools. Like, there are these little pools at every beach house. And even in St. George Island, I noticed that all the houses
are
putting in pools, and they're like 200 yards, 100 yards from the beach.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was the best thing ever, because our girls would get tired of playing in the sand, and it would be like, I want to go to the house and swim. So we would just go from the beach, go rinse off in the little shower thing at the house, and then go hop in the pool. And they spent more time, I think, in the pool than they did at the beach.
Yeah.
But it just helps break it up a little bit. But they still get that outside time.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's great.
I thought it was fun. But the beach is, I am a beach person. And St. George Island's cool because, I mean, the last time we went, Georgia was like
4 months old.
Yeah, she was less than a year old. Yeah. And I don't really remember a lot of it, but I don't think it was as, I don't know, like vacation friendly at that point. Like you had to go to Apalachicola for everything, which was 20 minutes away. They just put it, like there's like that Piggly Wiggly store. I don't remember that being there last time. It may have been, but I feel like it was it's been converted into a Piggly Wiggly now, and it was like a gas station.
I just think we didn't she wasn't at the right age.
Yeah.
So we just did things so differently at different
BJ's
stages.
BJ's Pizza, we frequented.
Yes.
We had it twice out of three nights, and it was
best pizza awesome. In America.
Yeah.
And the best ranch. I'm very convinced of
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
And we decided our last, as we were packing up the house and the car, like all of our stuff, we were like, you know what? The next time we come, let's just rent this house. Because it was like just a cute, quaint little house, not fully updated or anything, not fancy, but it had a fancy pool. Let's just come back here every time we come to the beach and we'll just order pizza every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be the easiest thing you could ever do.
It was awesome. We, it was, really cool.
Yeah.
And
got to see family while we were at it.
Yeah, a lot of Heather's family was only like an hour and a half away, so they just, her dad and stepmom drove down one day and hung out, and then her niece came down for a little bit and hung out with the girls and us. So it was good. We did have seafood one night, and it wasn't, I mean, it was good. The mahi tacos I had were good.
They looked good.
Yeah. And we had conch fritters. Those were interesting.
They were like crab cake / hush puppy
/ fried oyster.
I didn't catch that vibe, but I definitely thought crab cake tasted like a crab cake, except for there was one piece that had something like the conch stuff was like the meat of it was really chewy.
Oh,
and I was
yummy.
Like, oh no, I don't do chewy things.
It was good, but I enjoyed our pizza better. We had the first night we had.
We're so American.
What was that? But I mean, we didn't get like pepperoni.
We got a taco pizza.
We got a taco
one
pizza
night.
The second night. And the first night, we got like this
chicken
bake. Yeah. It was like a chicken, bacon, onion, garlic, saucy.
Oh,
but it
so
wasn't like.
Good.
Sometimes you can get those pizzas and it's like too much garlic sauce.
No, it's perfect.
And you're like, blah. But this was like well done. And then the ranch was crushed it. And then they had these cool buffalo dipped like pizza dough.
They were the hottest
were
things
awesome.
I have ever
it
eaten.
Like,
it gave me instant heartburn.
They like soak these, they soak pizza dough in buffalo sauce and then put red pepper flakes on it. And it was
hot.
If they didn't have the awesome ranch that they had, it would have been
not so good.
But they had amazing ranch, like one of the top five ranches in my life.
Yep. Agreed.
Top five. It was thick. I'm a thick ranch person.
I thought it was thin.
No.
No?
Well, maybe when it was hot, it was thin, but coming out of the fridge, it was kind of thick.
Oh.
It was delicious.
It had like really good flavor.
Yeah. And the best ranch ever is Outback, though.
No.
Oh, without a doubt, the best ranch.
We haven't also been to an Outback in like 2.5 years.
I'll go. I'll go for a cheat meal day. I will go and crush some cheese fries and a kookaburra wings.
Yep.
Oh, sounds so good.
So, since you just said cheat meal, so I just thought of all of the boutiques and shops that I follow on Instagram are doing a halfway to Christmas in July sale coming up. And that makes me think of New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And why don't we do a halfway resolutions?
Yeah. Oh my.
Because I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you usually pick up new hobbies throughout the year. You usually start new routines and things like that. So why not restart your resolutions for a halfway year? So your first 6 months of the year, you have your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And let's be real. Most people don't hold to those New Year's resolutions. And everyone else has to pick up something else. So why not have an extra motivation and do a halfway year resolution, or call it something catchy? Yeah. I don't know. Just a thought. So
I feel like I start resolutions every other month, so and don't stick with it, but I'm trying to now. All right, what's any other wins? So you have the beach trip, and then you were saying something else?
Yeah. Visiting members. Yes. It's been a lot of fun.
That'll be a win for me too. We really loving this. We have visiting groups that get together Monday nights, and we've just been meeting at the church building and kind of game planning. We have one lady who's taking charge pretty much of getting it all set up.
She's awesome.
And she'll call the people and say, hey, can we come over and visit with you? And then me, Heather, the girls, and this lady will go to these people's houses and we'll take songbooks with us. And I'll have a few songs. Really, I don't even prepare what songs that I'm singing. I just get there and I ask the people if they have any. If they don't, I'll just look in the back of the book, in the index, and be like, well, I know that one. Let's sing that one. It's kind of... I have an idea because we take our Bibles with us, and I have a couple of scriptures that I want to read. So this past week, I read a couple of Psalms. We were visiting a member's father who's living with them, and he's not in good health. And so, I picked some Psalms that were talking about going through trials and but also having a total reliance on God, letting him be our fortress and stuff like that. And so we did that. And I picked songs according to that. It doesn't have to be fancy. I know a lot of the songs in our songbooks. So, and at least I can carry a tune a little bit. And so we sang a few of those, and it was really good. It was also in just a bedroom, and it was really loud. There was six women and me.
It sounded really good.
Yeah, it was six women. No, it was our two girls. They were out playing with other people. And then we were all crammed into one room, and we were just singing and having a good time. And then we talked about prayer requests that we had, things we were thankful for, blessings we've had lately in our life. Prayed about that. Also prayed about a lot of spiritual things. Blessings come from God. We know one of my biggest prayers is that men will just, get more involved with church activity and do stuff just around the world. That would be great. And yeah, it was awesome. I felt very encouraged. I know everybody else did. And it was really fun. We've been doing it for the past couple of weeks now. And we've really enjoyed it, and we're going to continue that, and then we'll continue it when we move. And we're excited about that. And maybe also get other people involved. Oh, wow. So cool. The girls are coming in, and they are showing us what they're making. They're going to be making cool towns on their Lego boards. For their little people. So we're going to have to,
she's ripping the headphones off.
We're going to have to get all this stuff going. So
what are you building?
That is so cool. Georgia's got
we're doors. Building Legos.
Yeah. Do y'all have a specific thing that you're trying to build?
Yeah.
What is that?
Headphones.
Not those. What's on your board? I Georgia's got a cool window door.
me show you.
That's like a doggy door.
Here, take this off. Take this off.
That's fun.
You have to take these off.
And she's got some cool pillars and a bunch of multicolored house. Let me see. What do you got?
We have a window.
She's got a window so far, and she's got some of her foundation put together. Okay, cool. All right, so y'all go finish. And by the time we get done with this podcast, I bet we y'all are done with y'all's Lego building. So, awesome. And so we just got them some... They haven't had Legos in a long time, so we went and got them like the yellow box of Legos with two of their own green Lego mat.
Yep.
And they're just having a good time. They have these little adorable things.
They've been asking for Legos for like a year and a half now.
Yeah, and so it's really cool. They really like them and stuff. So they're building little homes, little towns for the adorables. But yeah, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Wins. What were your wins?
So other visiting's wins. Been awesome, but got my lawnmower fixed.
That's a win.
I thought that was last week. I don't know if I mentioned it, but
we keep mentioning all the different
parts. Fixed our lawnmower finally. I have.
It's been overhauled completely. Yeah.
But what's really cool is sad, but cool. But we are selling our home and everything. Blah blah blah. But we have a lot of really good grass growing in our yard, front and back. So really cool.
And that was a lot of work.
Yeah, especially for the new owners, they'll have grass, so they won't have to worry about all their topsoil washing off the top of the hill. And besides that, let me think. I have not done a great job. I've stayed on a. I've stayed on. I gave the hard finger snap and a point to our youngest daughter. But I started a diet, hopefully to keep it going. And just, yeah, I want to get healthier and just get more devoted to my health. Also, super pumped. Heather and I have been doing...
we worked out.
This will sound bad. Oh, yeah, we did both run yesterday.
It was very hard.
So... Because, so this is something
really
in my
mind.
It's
really hard to work out with Matt.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else has this in their mind. If they have to go, I am a person who it has to be, this may be a bad quality of mine, but it has to be simple for me to do. Like, it can't go anywhere. I can't, like, if it's like, I have to drive 15 minutes to work out, like, at that point, you're fully invested because now you got to drive 15 minutes. And now you've got to, then you get there, you work out. That's another 5 minutes to get ready. And then you're there. So then you're thinking maybe a 30-minute workout. Okay, then 15 minutes to get back. I mean, you could have an hour invested. And I'm like, So I figured out we have a massive hill in front of our house. And we have a road that goes up that hill. And I don't know how long that road is. I'm guessing about 1/10 or 2/10 of a mile, and probably 1/10, not 2/10. So it's straight uphill.
I mean,
it's a pretty good incline. I mean, you're probably thinking 100, 200 feet of elevation change.
Yeah.
And so I've just been like, I'm going to go run up that hill 5 times. And I've done that 3 times so far. And yesterday I said, okay, I'm going to run up that hill, then walk back, and then I'm going to do push-ups in between. And so I did that, and Heather said, I'll do it with you. And so she did that. She didn't do the push-ups. She did squats instead. So, and we did it midday, which is probably not the smartest idea.
It was 100 degrees.
No, it was not. It was cloudy and had a breeze going.
The breeze was nice.
85. And
this morning would have been perfect. It feels awesome outside.
Yeah. So we didn't do that. And but we also came and had...
Teens in the Word.
Teens in the Word last night, which was fun and encouraging. We played Foursquare, which is an old school but awesome game. It's the old school spike ball. And it was good. I really enjoyed it. And then we getting stuff packed up around our house, which is always a joy.
The funniest thing was I started packing up the girls' playroom and I didn't tell them. So I'm just like slowly taking things and putting them in boxes. And Georgia can now read, like proficiently read pretty well. And so one of the playroom boxes was in the back seat of the car. And she goes, "Why does this box say playroom?" And I'm just like, "I don't know."
We've got a bunch of boxes already at the storage unit that has playroom stuff in it.
So today I'm going to secretly go in and do some more.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to take a break for a second and make sure Josie stays in that room for the next little bit. Then we will be back. Okay, we're back. We'll see how long this lasts. We are recording this on Wednesday morning, so
let's talk about why. why are we recording this Wednesday? It was just a
wildly busy yesterday. And we got done with Teens in the Word last night, finished up about like 8:30.
Yeah.
And the girls' bedtime's at 8, and so we're leaving the church building. We get all the way home, and it was like, oh no.
It hit me.
We left all the podcast equipment.
All of this was here.
So, I know, total fail by me, but, and Heather and I really contemplated in the car because we've gone 18 weeks of having one come out early in the morning, but that's okay. We're still, it's going to be 19 weeks of us getting one out on Wednesday.
That we said that
we should have one in the bag.
We should have one on standby, and there we go.
Oh, yeah.
We learned.
But I don't know. We just had
it's been really busy
last weeks. I've actually really enjoyed the church work stuff we've been doing lately. Super encouraged about it. And what I like about it most is it's not just having to be the preacher or his wife or anybody. There's a lot of members getting involved, and it's super simple, something I've never really done before. But since this lady's from India and they do this all the time, she's like, let's just do this. Matt, can you come up with some scriptures to read and a song or a few songs out of the songbook and pray with us and all that? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I would love to do that. So, man, it's just been fun and it's been encouraging, especially in just marriage. And we want to teach our girls, like, this is the norm. Sometimes they just see us doing church at the building. And now they're getting to be like, oh, like, this is fun. Georgia's really getting into it. Oh, and another thing, I'm just going to brag on my wife. But last night we had our Teens in the Word. And so Heather homeschools. Everybody, if you've listened to this podcast, you understand that. But Heather homeschools Georgia. And Josie's, she listens along and sometimes interrupts. But so Georgia was, so she sat in our Teens in the Word Bible study last night. And we went through Exodus 34, 6 through 7, the whole characteristics of God. He's slow to anger. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's trustworthy. He's all of these wonderful things. And we were talking about like the applications of those. And we were explaining, like, and I was asking, like, so what happened in Exodus chapter 32? Like, why in these chapters right here, it's so fascinating that God's talking about his character, but we learn, like, in Exodus 32, what were the Israelites doing while Moses was up on the mountain? Mind you, my child is 7 years old. She looks up and she goes, oh, Exodus 32 is when they took all their earrings and all their jewelry and they melted it down and started making golden calves. And I was like, you're awesome. So, shout out to Heather, who teaches our daughters at home and also teaches Bible class for our little kids here with some other teachers. So, very cool that...
I was going to say, that's not just me.
I know. There's other Bible class teachers here, but she hears a lot of it at home. And she also... Georgia was, I mean, just... We were talking about, like, slow to anger. What does that mean? You know, and we talked about it in the application of God, but we also talked about how we need to be slow to anger. And she was like, well, what that means and, like, how we can apply that is we can walk away when we're angry. And then when we feel better, we can go back and try to fix things. And I was like...
That's because me and her went over this. Yeah.
But, hey, she remembered it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was really cool. Not to toot my horn, because I sit at a church building most of the day and work while Heather's at home in the trenches getting after it. So shout out to my wife, who's awesome. And that's a big win, marrying up in my life. So that's always a funny joke when I talk to people, because they'll be like, everyone will say, wow, Matt, you outkicked your coverage with who you married. And I agree. So I'm making Heather feel weird. But yeah, we're going to make it a short episode. And next week, we're going to try and coordinate an episode with our two daughters and see if we can get them on there. So I want to encourage you to go onto our Facebook group. Again, we're going to be posting stuff like, what are your wins? Or maybe some hot debates that we have over which Mexican fast food chain is better, or which whatever. We want to hear from you and all this. So I watched an interesting Matt Mitchell thing he did the other day on best sub sandwiches. His best sub sandwich was a Jersey Mike's.
Really?
But it was like ham, turkey, bacon. He tried to get everything from the same place. Number two was, I forget, like Jimmy John's. And then number three was Subway. And then all the fancy ones were last.
Really?
It was like Schlotzky's, McAllister's, Panera. They were all horrible, he said.
Oh.
So, yeah, we're going to call that an episode. We hope you have an encouraging day. We hope you have a lot of wins. But also share your wins. Be positive with people around you. Try to encourage them. Talk about great things that are going on in your life. Talk about God. Talk about church things that are happening that you're fun about. I know there's a lot of vacation Bible schools going on. There's a lot of church camps going on. There's a lot of summer series going on. So, yeah. And also, I want to encourage you to get out to those places. Maybe churches are having things going on near you. Go in and visit with them and let your kids be there too. So, yeah, Heather's obviously done with our show. She's on Instagram now. So,
I'm watching tanning videos.
So, yeah, we'll go ahead and let that be the end of the show. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.